me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Rebbetzin Ita Etel Kamenetsky. She was a very, very wonderful, fine person who lived in the United States of America. And in the 1950s, she was in the hospital, Beth Israel Hospital in New York, for an extended amount of time. She had been in and out of the hospital a few times because she was quite sick. At a certain point, the doctors and nurses said that it would be best for her to go home and rest in her own house and in her own bed. And so that was the family's plan. And her husband, the very well-known Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who lived until 1986 and was a well-known rabbi and posek in our generation, he and his son were helping gather everything together so that Mrs. Kamenetsky could leave the hospital. They went into the elevator and pushed the lobby, L for lobby, in the elevator. And as they got down to the lobby, there was a car waiting outside so that Mrs. Kamenetsky could be very comfortable on their drive home. Suddenly, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky whispered something in his wife's ear. She nodded and smiled, and he turned and walked back into the hospital, back into the elevator. His son came after him and said, Pa, are you okay? Is everything okay? He said, yeah, I just have to take care of something upstairs. I forgot something. He said, oh, I feel badly to make you go all the way back upstairs, Pa. We double checked. We got everything. All of Mom's belongings are with us here. We're good to go. And Rabbi Kamenetsky said to his son, I'll be right back. He went back upstairs to the room where his wife had been staying, leaned his head in, and said to her roommate, in our rush to leave, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to you and to wish you well. I hope you will have a complete recovery. And then he turned around, walked back into the elevator, went down, helped his wife into the car, and they were able to head home. Seems like a small thing that Rabbi Kamenetsky forgot, but to him, it wasn't small at all. In this week's Parsha, Parashat Vayishlach, when Yaakov is coming back to meet Esav with his family, his wives and his children and all of his belongings, it says that he crossed his family over a Nachal, Nachal Yabok, and then it says that he was left alone. Vayivater Yaakov Levado. He was left alone on the other side of the river. He had already crossed his whole family over to the other side. And that was when Vayeavek Ish Imo Ad Alos HaShachar. Why was he on one side of the river when he crossed his whole family already over to the other side? What was he there for? Rashi tells us, Shachach Pachim Kitanim, the Chazar Aleihem, that he left some little kind of jugs on the other side and he went back for them. Mikan, and we learn from here, Shahat Tzadikim Chasim Al Mamonam. Tzadikim care about those little things that are left behind. What were those jugs? Was it a little toy of one of his kids? Might it have held a little blanket that one of his kids really liked? While we don't know exactly what it was that Yaakov went back for, we know that they're referred to as pachim ktanim, small things. Sometimes something that we think seems small isn't so small after all. And we learn from Yaakov in the Torah, and we learn from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, those small things really are a big deal and really do make a difference. So next time you see a plate sitting in the sink in your kitchen, wash it. Next time you see a sibling in your home who looks like they need a little bit of help or a little bit of a boost and it's not such a big deal, help them out, because the little things really are big and add up and show what's important to us and show that we really care about the needs and the feelings of other people. Shabbat Shalom.